Wouldn't that be nice if the earth was filled with the glory of the Lord instead of all the things? Let the earth be filled. Let the earth be filled with the glory. Let the earth be filled with the glory. Let the earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Let's pray it. Let's pray it. Let the earth be filled with the glory. Let the earth be filled with the glory. Let the earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Somebody pray that with me. Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise this morning? God's possibility this morning. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm gonna run with fire. The good news of the gospel I will speak. I'm gonna fly in the spirit. I'm soaring. I'm soaring. On the mountains of defeat, because Jesus, you are the truth that sets me free. Because Jesus, you are the power in me. Because Jesus, you fill my heart with faith. I'm jumping on a river of redeeming grace. I'm gonna run. Good news, the good news of the gospel I will speak. I'm gonna fly in the spirit, I'm sorry. Because Jesus, you fill my heart with faith. I'm jumping on the river. 850. 850.
I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted in the train of His robe, fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole.
Partner.
Holy, holy, holy.
These are the plans.
These are the plans I have for you.
Well, Brother Jesse, come on.
Good song, isn't it? That comes out of the Bible, out of Jeremiah. It wasn't just made up because we like the way it sounds. That's scripture. That's the word of God. He knows the plans he has for each and every one of you. Amen? And while we're on the subject, plan to prosper you. Amen? Not to harm you. And we talked about that a lot. And I like in that scripture is to give us an expected end. Amen. We do have a goal. Paul talks about it. And we know the race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but to those that endure. Amen. That's how you win. You endure to the end. You stand. Amen. When we see the weeds sprout up real fast and we get impressed, oh, they're really on fire, then they get a little discouraged and they're out like that. But those that endure, those that take the word of God and plant it in their hearts, that dig in, amen? Hallelujah. And we know that that plan prospers us. Amen? It's God's plan. God's plans always prosper. Amen? So we just want to surrender to the plan of God this morning. If you've got your offering ready, I want you to stand with me. Race isn't given to the one that gives $10,000 once and gets discouraged when their situation doesn't change the next week. Amen. The consistent sower. Amen. Even though you might have obeyed God on Friday night, you got to do it again today. We have an opportunity to hear from God and obey. Amen. Every day you have a choice to do that. That's why we drill it in. It sounds redundant, but every day you have a choice to obey the Word of God or even listen to the Word of God or to do your own thing and go your own way. But we choose this morning to obey God. Amen? In the area of sowing, we might not have seen the return we wanted yet, but I promise you it's coming. I promise you if you've obeyed, it's coming to you. It's impossible. Amen. If you disobey, that's going to come also. So consistently sow. Amen. Be encouraged. Don't let up. Don't go back. Stay focused. You're going towards a goal. You're going towards an end. God's taking you somewhere. You're not going in circles. And you're not standing still. Even if it looks like you might be. You're going towards your expected end. You're going along with God's prosperous plan, and He's going to do you good. Amen? And for those of you that still don't think you're worthy, you need to get over that real quick. Amen? Because Jesus paid for it. You were unworthy, and Jesus paid for it. And His blood covers it all, and Jesus is worthy. Amen? So in faith, lift your offerings to God and just bless Him with it. Lord, we thank you, Father, that we have an opportunity to obey you this morning. We cheerfully do it, and we're excited about it. We look forward to obeying you and stretching our faith, and I thank you, Lord, that you are prospering us, each and every one of us, Father. I thank you that you are turning situations around, and we bless you and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You can sow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Oh, hallelujah. Sundays are so important, aren't they? How many of you realize that it's a holy day? Amen. I'm going to work with you with here. Praise the Lord. If I can get this off, bear with me. He is good. Sometime. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Father is a good God. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. What I'd like you to do is out thinking and praying. I already had something I wanted to share, but there were a couple of things that came across my spirit this morning earlier. And as the day progressed, I realize that the Holy Spirit usually knows what He's talking about, amen, mm-hmm. or always knows amen. What He's talking about. How many of you got a nasty house? Come on now, you nasty house people. Come on, confess you're in church, amen. What things would we consider? We don't usually like to entertain guests in a nasty house, do we? We don't want to put new furniture in a nasty house. We don't want to do any of those things when things are all nasty, right? And you get sick, don't you? Well, usually things that make things really nasty, we were watching make you sick, are things that are supposed to go out. What would happen if you cooked a wonderful meal, amen, or fish or anything, and you forgot to take out the trash, and you just let it sit there? How many, if you just let trash sit there, fresh food just sit there, doesn't it stink? Doesn't it stink? And if it gets moldy, those spores and stuff will fly through the house and you'll end up getting sick. When we don't take out the trash, our house stinks. Amen. Amen. And you even have the possibility to get sick. So say, take out the trash. Everybody say, take out the trash. How many of you are ready to go on to better life? I know I am. Well, you know, it's that way with believers. Our body is the temple of God. Our spirits, our minds, you know, it all belongs to the Holy Spirit. And if we're not careful, we'll forget to clean it up and take out the trash. And you can tell when somebody hasn't taken out the trash. Things just start to happen. They get sick, amen, and life starts to stink a little bit. And all their conversations stink. Fellowship with them does what? Come on, everybody help me. It stinks when people don't take out the trash. And what am I talking about taking out the trash? In the area of forgiveness. In the area of forgiveness. It might have been something, you know, that was fresh at one time, and you should have, you know, you ate it, it was wonderful, and you just let it sit there. When issues happen, you got to throw that stuff away. And if you don't throw it away and forget about it, put it in a plastic bag and take it out to the dumpster or put it out in the front, let somebody take it away, sooner or later, your house is going to start to stink. I'm going to say hallelujah. You ever just met stinky people? I'm talking about stinking in conversation. Can't fellowship with them because something's going to start to stink. And the reason why it stinks, you know, you have an attitude about this, an attitude about that, always sharp, bitter, aggressive. Amen. Can't go into a new relationship without bringing in all the trash of the things that happened in the past. When we don't live in forgiveness and let stuff go, it's like having trash in our house that we refuse to take out. And you know, it's easy for all of us to do that. How many have been done wrong? We all have been done wrong. We all got some people that, boy, if it was another chapter in the Bible, we wish he'd write it about whooping on folk. Amen? Because, boy, we could all have a whole list of people that we'd love just to choke and strangle or get them back for things that they've probably done to us, things that they've said to us. Amen? There's those kind of things in our life. And, you know, we have to evaluate ourselves. I got a whole list of people, amen, that I didn't realize, amen. Now, I don't talk to them or do certain things, but I realize that their trash is still in my house. Already went through it, but the trash is still there. And every time I walk past the can, amen, where maybe the bones of the thing were, amen, it stinks. And God doesn't want us believers living like that, amen. He wants us to be fresh. Pure all the garbage out. Now, I was going to name this message, Taking Out the Trash. Everybody say, taking out the trash. Many times we can say, well, taking out the trash is getting negative relationships out of our life or people that don't mean us any good. We're going to take out the trash, kick the trash, put it to the curb. That's what they mean when they say kick it to the curb. But you can kick people naturally to the curb, but you forget that you have rememberings of things, you know, things that remind you, offenses, debts. All of those things we need to get rid of so that our house would be worthy to house the presence of God. Amen. Say, I want to take out the trash. You know, I want to go on with life. And the negative things that have happened and all that stuff, I don't want them to be in the new thing that God is doing. Yeah. I don't even want to remember that junk anymore. Everybody say, take out the trash. Time to do some house cleaning. Go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. We see people, all this other stuff, say, well, that's the reason I know what it is. They didn't take out the trash. I can't stand this one. I can't stand that one. Or I remember this. I remember that. I got what it is. Haven't taken out the trash. Relationships are no good. Husband and wife can't get along. Why? Because neither one of them have taken out the trash. It says this, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, how many people just went too far and you got to put them in check? That's really what that means. They just took one step, one word too much. And I believe that we need to respect ourselves and not allow people to abuse us, right? Or take advantage of. I'm not asking anybody to be a doormat. You better not be a doormat. You're the child of the King. You have every right, amen, to say, hey, look, you know, back up a little bit, amen. But you've got to forgive people when they cross the line, when they've done wrong, amen, not just for their sake, amen, but for your sake. Because we think that our offense toward that person is going to make their life any worse. They don't care about you, amen. They don't care about you. They're not thinking about what you think about. The only one that's wounded in a case where you don't release stuff is the person that holds in the bitterness and all this other stuff. And if you forgive not their trespasses, your heavenly Father will not forgive your trespasses. Now, you're sitting up here. Whatever you remember, I want you to remember your sin. There is a spiritual promise, a spiritual concept with God. Whatever you hold or whatever you remember, negative or wrong, that is the extent of what God has forgiven your sins for. Because you've done wrong. Every day, you know, we miss out on the best of God and we do certain things. We haven't been the best that we can be. Amen. We owe God so much we could never repay Him. But every day, thank God, He wipes out the debt. He wipes out the debt. You know what? If you ever saw a credit report, we were talking about credit reports with God and all this other stuff, there are certain things that God says, listen, with the way that I treat you, I expect you to treat others. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. And you refuse to pay up, there's a mark on your credit report. Somebody say, amen. If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Say, give it over it and take out the trash. Now it says, well, what part of it that we want to forgive? We Christians, we have to decide what we want to be. And I was just thinking about this morning. There are so many things out there, and I'm just going to start going out and telling people. You know, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I don't know whose God that is, but my God is a forgiving God, a gracious God, and a loving God. Amen. And He demands that we all walk in the same light. Amen. That He walks in, or walk the way that He walks. He has a standard that He does things. It says this, thy kingdom come, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. You know, we just forget who we are. We all like to see the best about ourselves. We don't realize just how much grace we're living on. How much mercy we're living on. Come on now. We work up every day cracking a whip at God, cracking a whip at everybody else, and we forget, amen, that we want God to forgive us every day. You say, Lord, forgive us of our debts as we forgive those that are, as we forgive our debtors. How many people owe you something? Come on now. I was a good friend to you and you let me down. I called you, but you didn't call me. That's a debt. I put this into the relationship, and what did you put into the relationship? You owe me something. It doesn't just have to be money. How many people think people owe them something? Well, you owe God a lot. You've got to release all debt with God if you want to flow in forgiveness, grace, and mercy. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God will never, ever, amen, you reap what you sow. So you got to let it go. Everybody say, you reap what you sow. So let it go. You want to forfeit your salvation? Amen. Keep trash in your house. You can make up your mind. You can make a decision. Look, I don't want to have the presence of God in my life. I don't want to have the grace in this life. This trash means too much to me. I'm going to keep this rotten chicken there. Anybody had, think of some things that stink real bad. I think chicken smells real nasty. You know, chicken smells real, 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 real nasty when it gets rotten. And so many of us, we want to miss out on the best of God, the presence of God, the grace of God, the anointing of God for old nasty piece of chicken that we refuse to take out. And you can tell. I mean, they can be saved and shouting and thanking God and praising God. Then all of a sudden, you hit that one note. It's like a keyboard. There's so many keys on my keyboard. As soon as you hit that key, they tweak up. God demands that we forgive our debtors and get over stuff. You're not going to go to heaven with that stuff. You're going to go straight to hell. Because there is no forgiveness of sin when we refuse to forgive. That is the price. Amen. That is the price of God's forgiveness, is that you must walk in forgiveness. You got to let it go. You got to learn to be forgiving. Amen. Somebody just did me wrong. Okay. Praise God. I forgive. And let it go. Somebody say, forgive and let it go. And many of our blessings aren't happening the way that we believe that they should be happening. You know why? Because we've blocked up from receiving from God, because instead of us having an account that's bringing stuff to us, amen, we're indebted to God because we have not released. It says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Somebody say, hallelujah. So we've got to learn to flow in forgiveness if we want God to bless us and to keep us together. Amen? Hallelujah. So let us learn to take out the trash. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost just for a couple moments there. You know, we just think that we can, you know, God sees everything. He knows everything. The King is coming. We just can't, I mean, come on. We just can't live any kind of way and think that we're going to get away with it. Amen. God's got much more for us. So we got to come up. Amen. To the level that God wants us to come up. Now, verse 18:21. I was thinking this now. Forgiveness, 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 forgiveness. Go to Matthew 18:21. What happens when the person just does it over and over and over and over and over again? Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Somebody say hallelujah. Now it goes on and says, now therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him and owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him his debt. But the same servant went out, and one and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest me. Isn't that a trip how we can be sometimes? And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he found none and went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. How many people have we in prison? I mean, come on. I don't got anybody in prison. How many people are we in prison? Come on. You live with them, so their life is hell. Amen. House is not a home. It's hell. Amen. Because it's a prison. Just can't get over because they did something 6 years ago or 6 weeks ago, and you've imprisoned them to the memory of what happened. We imprison our parents sometimes. You did this to me. You did that to me. Amen. Come on. Don't you remember? Prison. Some people say, I'll forgive it, but I won't forget it. If you don't forget it, somebody say, hallelujah. If you don't forget it, you haven't forgiven it. Somebody say, hallelujah. You haven't gotten over it because you can only remember and keep the things. Amen. You've got to forgive it and forget it and go on. Somebody say, hallelujah. Is it worth that? And it's so amazing how it's so funny, like this guy that wouldn't forgive this other person that owed them, he owed so much more. He owed so much more. And that's what I've learned and stuff. You ever met people, broke people, are the ones that are always screaming about what you owe them? People that are in debt always screaming and howling about what you owe them. You know, they are in debt to somebody else, and they got to pay their bills, so they're going to call you up screaming and howling, I need some money, I need some money, come on off of this! Amen. His fellow thieves begged him, saying, look, give me a break. Somebody say, give me a break. And have a little bit of patience. And so often we as Christians and we as believers, we refuse to even give a little bit of slack. I'll give you a break when I see some cash. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, patience. It's not just saying, he said, look, just give me some patience. This guy wasn't even willing to give patience. He's going to trap that person up. Now, how are you going to go make money in prison? How are you going to make money in prison? Now, this guy owed him some money, so he was going to throw this guy in prison. So the guy in prison was never going to be able to repay the debt in prison. And that's what it's like for so many of us. When people do stuff to us, we put them in prison to where they'll never be able to work their way out of that situation. Looking for them to do something wrong again. Looking for them to say something wrong again. Expecting it to happen. When we imprison people, we never give them the opportunity, amen, to repay what they owe. But he would not, and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desired me. Shouldest thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him unto the tormentors. Somebody say tormentors. Now that's called stinking living. And so many people have been turned over to torment, can't sleep at night. Amen. Everything goes wrong. You know, anybody been upset? And once you're upset, it just gets... There are so many people that are living in unforgiveness, and they're just tormented in the back of their mind. They can't live peacefully. Tormented and torn up. So they stink. You see them. I mean, their whole life stinks, and everything about them stinks. Can't get a job. I mean, they get a job one place, amen, and, you know, they left the last place they had a job at, and everything was hell there. So they go to the new place with the job and didn't forgive the last people they were at, go to this new job and all that. And you know what happens? The same thing that happened in the last place. Because you know why? They're tormented. When we don't live, amen, when we don't live in forgiveness and in grace, amen, you're going to have a tormented life. And you're never going to live in the peace that God wants you to live in. So he turned him over to the tormentors. Somebody say, hallelujah. Come on, it's quiet in here. How many of you want to be free? How many want to be free? It's not worth all that. There is not one person that I would consider myself to be upset with. I'm thinking of everybody that owes me something or that ticks me off. Amen. Amen. All those people, and not a one of them is worth torment. Not one person that I know is worth torment. Amen. It'd be so much better to give it up and let it go and go on and get the best that God has for me. Amen. Not a one of them is worth Jesus. Not a one of them is worth Jesus. It's either the remembrance of the wrong done, amen, or having Christ in my life. Say forgive. Say forgive. There are a lot of people that won't even grow spiritually because of unforgiveness. Better learn to get over stuff, amen. Thou, and turned him over to the tormentors, amen, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Isn't that a trip? So likewise will your heavenly Father also do unto you. Say likewise. It's very clear. Who said this? Jesus said this. He said, so likewise your heavenly Father, all good and perfect gifts come from the Father above. And that's a gift that you get for walking in unforgiveness. There's a little bit of fire in your life, a little bit of mental torment until you learn to forgive. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if ye from your hearts. Somebody say from your hearts. I'm so sick of people saying forgiveness out of their mouth, but their heart is not into it. God's not so concerned about your mouth. Amen. Your heart, because that's what he's trying to help. He's trying to help you. If you don't forgive them, amen. If ye from your hearts forgive not everyone, so say everyone.
Everyone.
His brother, their trespasses. Everybody say, take out the trash.
Take out the trash.
Say, take out the trash, everybody.
Take out the trash.
Take out the trash. And you'll find life better. You find some of that misery, some of that pain. Amen. You'll be released. And you'll get the best that God has for you. God is a good God, isn't he? It's not worth it, is it? How many decide you're going to walk in forgiveness, grace, and love? And in patience? Look at somebody and say, it's not?
It's not.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Amen. Trash likes to keep trash. Do you know that? Trash likes to keep trash. And I tell you what, if you just keep a little trash bag over here, fill it up with trash, and then you don't get over that, amen? Some say junk collector. And all of a sudden there's another trash can over here you refuse to take out. Before you know it, your whole house is filled with trash. And I tell you what, if your whole house is filled with nothing but trash, memories of unforgiveness and all this other crud, all this other mess, and you open the door, amen, and you're surrounded by trash, you smell like trash, come on. It's going to get on you. Guess what everybody's going to consider you to be? Trash. So I say, why don't you clean it up and get the best that God has for you? That's one of the qualifications that Jesus has when he wants to turn our life around. He said, look, first of all, forgive, forgive, forgive. Then he does that house cleaning, that spiritual house cleaning, where we start to get over stuff. So get it out and go on to what God has for you. God is wonderful, isn't he? Pray in the Holy Ghost. There was one more thought I had for you, and I want the Lord to bring it back to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Get over it and get it out. It's not worth the torment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, grace. Grace. God wants you to have a better life. He wants you to act saved. He wants you to act forgiveness. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. He's a wonderful Savior. Why don't you stand up right where you are?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to find the things in my heart that I should have taken out a long time ago. And the Father tells you, just start to sniff. Amen. Follow your nose. Amen. And you'll find the things that need to go. Follow your nose and let it go. Let your nose take you to the place, amen, of things that stink. Every time you eat it again. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There it is, right there. And you know, so many times that's what foolish people do. They mess up their lives by going back and rehashing stuff. They go back and rehash stuff. And there was one scripture. See, God deals with me a lot more harshly than we present it to you. Amen? But the Bible says as a fool returns to his what? Vomit. As a dog returns to his vomit, so does a fool return to his folly. And there are so many of us that return like dumb dogs, amen, amen, to folly. And folly would be rehashing stuff, not letting stuff go. We've already got it out, re-eating it, and we wonder why we're always sick. Wonder why we're always sick of people. Wonder why people are always sick of us. Amen, because we repeatedly go back, rehash stuff, like fools going back, amen. Vomit. I'm teaching what the Bible teaches. Amen. So does a fool return to his vomit. I'm sick of returning to vomit. Amen. I'm sick of going back there and putting myself through the thing again. I want to live wisely with God. Amen. And let stuff go. Amen. Amen. It's foolish. Amen. Not to release. It's foolish not to release. It's foolish to hold on to stuff. Especially when people don't mean nothing. Hey, come on. I mean, come on, it's not worth being upset and angry and bitter. Nothing's worth that. Nothing's worth us remembering the negative when God is doing so much in our life. We got to release it and let it go. Somebody say hallelujah. Bible says he that's forgiven much does what? Loves much. And he that's forgiven little, what? Loves little. There's not a love going on in our life. Come on, how many want to love much? Yeah. Well, it goes the other way. Amen. It goes the other way too. He that is forgiven little loves little. And he that's forgiven much, what? Loves much. Think about all the things that you have been forgiven. All the things, you know, come on, that God let go. All the grace. You're going to walk through heaven, I hope, with a big smile on your face if he lets you in. Somebody say hallelujah. And it's not because you're so wonderful. It's because you've allowed God to forgive something. He that has been forgiven much loves much. Hallelujah. How many of you have been forgiven much? Come on. I have. And I need to be forgiven more. Whether you realize it or not, so do you. So why don't you open the spout where the glory comes out? Forgiveness, love, and grace, and mercy. And you'll reap the same things that you sow. And God will do some great things for you. Hallelujah. Everybody say, follow your nose. And it'll take you to the things you need to let go. If it stinks, it's got to go. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Help us, God. Help us, God, to be the people you want us to be. Help us, Lord, to raise up a standard, God, of holiness, of righteousness, of forgiveness, of grace, of mercy, and of love. Lord, mushtarabanda. Let your power flow in our lives, God. Save us and deliver us, Father God. Heal our broken hearts. Break up fallow ground right now in the name of Jesus. help us to be the people that you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to be here tonight for church. Y'all come on. And it's going to be just as good tonight as it was this morning. Amen. Today I want you to go out and take out the trash. The trash man's coming. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say the trash man or the tormentors. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Almighty God, my dear.